Peter Sellers was one of the few people acclaimed as a comic genius who didn't demean the term. He was an unimposing man with horn-rimmed black glasses that concealed wild comic talents. He was memorable as Inspector Clouseau in the Pink Panther films. The term bumbling might have been invented for him, and searing in a sequence of roles from mild American president to mad scientist in Dr. Strangelove. HBO is presenting a film Sunday night, The Life and Death of Peter Sellers. Mr. Sellers is portrayed by Jeffrey Rush. We've invited our entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell by to help us remember some of Peter Sellers' finest moments and why he's worth remembering. He joins us from New York. Elvis, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. And as you said, he being a comic genius, not only is he that, but he's also a comic genius who I think one of the few who we actually have no sense of knowing him beyond the roles. I mean, no sense of what he's really like. And the HBO movie really explores that.
Viewers in the United States will be reminded, perhaps they didn't know it before, that he got his start on a very famous BBC radio comedy show called The Goon Show in the early 50s. We have a clip here of Peter Sellers. He played a lustful Boy Scout named Blue Bottles. Here speaking with his friend Eccles.
You should get one of them things my granddad's got.
Oh?
It's one of them things, what it is, that wakes you up at 8 o'clock, boils the kettle, and pours a cup of tea.
Oh, yeah. What's it called?
My grandma.
You hear that, and you sort of... You have to remember, too, in addition to him being the enormous comic presence that he was, that there probably wouldn't be, oh, I don't know, a Beyond the Fringe, a Monty Python, a Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, and for that matter, John Lennon of the Beatles, who got a lot of his sense of humor from listening to The Goon Show. You think about the enormity of his sphere of influence. I mean, it's just kind of breathtaking.
Yeah. I think the term genius began to attach itself to Peter Sellers in the 1964 Kubrick film Dr. Strangelove. He played three characters in that: Group Captain Mandrake of the RAF, the President of the United States, and of course the mad scientist, if we might call him that, by the same name, Dr. Strangelove. First clip we want to hear: Peter Sellers is the President of the United States talking to the Soviet Premier at a time of nuclear crisis, the Soviet Premier quite drunk.
Now then, Dmitry, you know how we've always talked about the possibility of something going wrong with the bomb. The bomb, Dmitry. The hydrogen bomb. Well, now, what happened is one of our base commanders, he had a sort of, well, he went a little funny in the head. You know, just a little funny. And he went and did a silly thing. Well, I'll tell you what he did. He ordered his planes to attack your country. Well, let me finish, Dmitry. Well, listen, how do you think I feel about it? Can you imagine how I feel about it, Dmitry? Why do you think I'm calling you? Just to say hello?
Oh, gosh. Is there another comic actor working now who is as sort of agile with voice but also with kind of a physical presence as well? I can't think of one, to be honest with you.
Yeah. There's a Peter Sellers movie I was aware of by reputation, a 1968 film, The Party. He plays an actor from India named Harundi Bakshi, who, as I gather in the storyline, destroys the set of the film he's working on. Let's listen to a clip. The Indian actor, Harundi Bakshi, arrives at a party and just joins in mid-conversation.
Yes. I missed the middle part, but I can tell from the way that you are enjoying yourselves, it must have been a very humorous anecdote, because the way you are laughing just shows how much you enjoyed it. I love a good laugh, don't you? Makes the world go round.
There's just something so wonderful about his pleasure at sort of joining in the joke, but it's just so absurdly embarrassing that he will pull along with that. And again, I think that most of the listeners will feel the way I do and want to go out and watch these movies right away.
Elvis, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Our entertainment commentator, Elvis Mitchell, who is also the host of The Treatment on KCRW. The Life and Death of Peter Sellers airs this Sunday, December 5th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on HBO. And to watch a preview, you can come to our website, npr.org.
Monsieur has been rocked!